Please be seated. If there are any children who would like to see and be more a part of the action, I invite you to come up and sit on the steps. If there are any adults who would like to be a part of more of the action, you are also welcome to join me on the steps. You want to leave some space along the sides. So if you can sit somewhere in the middle. We're going to need the sides, so if you can scoot over. Welcome. Okay. Oh, you know, I'm going to need something. Hold on. We're going to need space on the sides, so if you could sit in the middle. You can sit on the rug below. All right. We're going to need a little space. There we go. We're going to need a little space. There you go. All right. Welcome. Let's settle our bodies and be ready to hear about this important story. Let us pray. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be for you, God. Amen. I'm going to need some space along the side, so squeeze in there. There you go. Meet some new friends, get friendly. There you go. There once was someone who was so amazing and did such wonderful things that the people had to follow him. But they didn't understand. They didn't understand who he really was. So one day, they asked him. And he said, "I am the Good Shepherd." Now, who is this mysterious person that we're talking about? Who is that person we're talking about? Yep, say it louder. Jesus, that's right. And how can we find more about him? Where do we find that? Yeah? That's right. It's not just the Bible. It's the Holy Bible, because it's an important book. So let's say that together. Holy Bible. Now, Mother Sarah just read from the Holy Bible. Did you see where she put it? Where can we find that Holy Bible? Well, there's Mother Sarah. Well, I'll give you a hint. It's on a very important table. That's right. It's right here. Let's get it so we can read a little bit of part of what we just heard. Just a little bit, maybe the important parts for now. Okay, see? It's a special book. There it is. Okay. It says, "I am the Good Shepherd." With the shepherd comes some sheep. Oh, look. There are sheep. Great. "I know my sheep, and they know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father." Did you know this story? Have you heard it before? Yeah. Jesus said he was the Good Shepherd, and he knew his sheep so well that he even knew each of them by name. There's our Good Shepherd. He looks after each one, calling them by name, petting them and soothing them. The Good Shepherd said, "I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep, but they're not of this sheep pen. I will bring them also. They will listen to my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd." Now, how do you think the sheep know the Good Shepherd? Maybe by his touch? What else? Did you hear that? Something about the voice. He knows, they know him by his voice. no matter where they are. He can call out to them and they will find him. They know his voice and they know it is safe to leave the sheepfold when it is time. And so we're going to need some room. Will, watch out. Here comes the good shepherd and the sheep. The good shepherd takes the lead to make sure it's safe to show them the way to the green pastures. There they go. They're going to find some green pastures. Let's see if they find it. Oh, there it is. The good shepherd leads them to cool and refreshing waters. Oh, there they go. Think they could find some water? Ah, there's some cool and refreshing water. We can barely see them, they're so far away. But don't worry, they'll come back. And here they come back to the sheepfold, the good shepherd making sure that they are safe. So, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. It's such a powerful image, don't you think? We have an abundance of songs, scripture, prayers, all about the good shepherd. I wonder, what is it about the good shepherd that touches our heart so intimately, so powerfully? The good shepherd knows each of them by name. If you could just put him back in the sheepfold for just a second. He knows his flock by name. So imagine that. The same God that created the earth and the stars and the sun knows each of us by name. God even knows the darkness in our hearts as well as the places of light. He protects us. He loves us. He watches over us. And we all know that this isn't a world of green pastures, that there are dangerous parts out there. There's some thorns, some rocks. And if we're not careful, the sheep can get trapped. But the good shepherd never leaves them. He leads them out of those dark spaces. And sometimes we, as the sheep, sometimes hear the fear and run right into the darkness. But the good shepherd calls us back out again, calls us by name. The good shepherd is forgiving and loving. Over and over again, if we stumble, the good shepherd picks us up again, calls our names. And as you listen deeply, you can hear it in your heart. Jesus, our good shepherd, calls us into a different type of sheepfold. This space, look around. This church, this community, it's a kind of a sheepfold for us to listen for the good shepherd's voice. And that table. Oh, the sheep need to go around the table there. Don't forget the sheep. Don't forget the sheep. See, listen to the shepherd. I'm not a good shepherd. That might be the problem. There we go. That table is a special table where the sheep gather. It has a special plate. It's up high. There you go. And a special cup. Here is where the good shepherd feeds his sheep. Many people gather for this feast. They come from the north, the east, and the west, and the south. We have some sheep that are finding their way. Just come on through. Look, What happened to the sheep? There they are. They're still gathered around the table. They just look differently now, don't they? All ages come, all types of people, and even children. The Good Shepherd, even though we can't see him, is still with us to feed us here on that special plate and cup and the bread and wine. One of the God of people, called a celebrant, who wears special clothes just like I'm wearing today, will say the very words of the Good Shepherd. And we will all share in the Good Shepherd's presence here. And in just a few minutes, we'll have a time to share in that feast. This feast we share is a recharging station. It's a place of healing. It's a place of being held in the arms of the Good Shepherd. God knows us by name. God knows what healing we need. God knows what life we may bring to the world outside the sheepfold. And may you feel the Good Shepherd through this feast and every feast afterwards, recharging from the inside to the out, so that you, in your very special way, may change this world with your love. Amen.